Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Shin Ches. And we begin with the very last words. We're in the middle of Siv Chav Zayin, the very last words on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. And the Mechaber tells us, Avo, im ein ha-klipim re'uyim l'maychol behema osu l'taltalim. Yesterday we spoke out that if there were peels that were edible to be eaten by animals, so then they weren't considered muktzah, because you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos, and the food that you're giving them is obviously therefore not going to be muktzah. However, if the peels that you have are not food for animals, then it would be forbidden to go and move them. How do you get rid of them then? Elo, ha-menairis ha-tavla, you shake off the table that they're on, the plate or tray that they're on, they noflin, and they fall off, hopefully into the garbage or wherever you want them to be. The Mishneh Berurah states in Siv Katan Kuf Yugimel, for example, kigon klipe egozim ubeitzim, the shells of walnuts or the shells of hard-boiled egg. So they're not something that is normally edible. V'chol ki haigavna, or anything else like this. It's not particular to that. It's anything that's inedible. Sivkat and Kuf Yudalid, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, V'adim b'yatzomos shehem koshim, she'enam ru'uyim afilu l'klovim. The same thing would apply to those bones that are so hard that even a dog would not eat them. Beinim nisparku b'shabbos omi bojom. It doesn't make any difference whether they were removed from their meat before Shabbos or they were removed from the meat on Shabbos. However, avo, calls it hudavku im nisparku l'gamri. But this is when it's totally devoid of any meat whatsoever. As opposed to liafuke im nishtayer mikzas boser alatzomos. If there is still a little bit of meat left on the bone, then you don't have a problem at all. Even if the bone's not inedible, the meat that's there is edible. Muta latatalo som agava boser. And therefore, you would be allowed to move this bone with a little bit of meat on it because of the meat that's on it. Now, the issue footnote number 118 brings down from the Ben Ish Chai, even though chickens do eat the eggshells, nevertheless, they are considered muktzah. They will only eat the eggshells over here of a non-cooked egg, but they won't eat a hard-boiled eggshell. Furthermore, he says, even if they'll eat it, because it's actually not healthy for them, and they might eat it, but it's going to be dangerous for them. And the owner of the chickens isn't going to be happy about this. He wants his chickens to be healthy. And this is also the opinion of Yashas Zatzal. And he brings down, since we do not give it to them, and we throw them away, therefore they're normally considered muktzah. Tissue foot number 119 brings down, what about marrow bones? So there may not be any meat on the outside, but you have meat on the inside, the marrow, the moach. So Rav Nissen Karlo Shlita Paskin Shemutal Taltal Nagav Moach, because the marrow is inside, it's edible. So then the whole bone, even though there's no meat on the outside, is allowed to be moved. And he says likewise, if the bones are very soft and they're able to be eaten themselves, people do eat these bones because they're so soft. So he brings down the Bi Halacha and Simen Shin Yutes She'enon Nechshavos Solas Klal. They're also not considered muktzah. They're not considered waste and garbage. They're edible. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Tezvav said from the Mechaber that you have to shake them off if they're truly muktzah. Shake them off the plate or the tray. Hu daf hamunoch al ha-shulchan. This is some sort of a board that's on the table. Kidei losam olav lechem, that you put bread on it. Vehu adin mapa prusa. The same thing would be if you have a tablecloth that's spread out over the table. And therefore, it's permissible to move this board that has the bread on it, or the tablecloth as well that has the bread on it. Vetama hetu, and the reasoning is, kivan de lo metal tabu yadayim. You're not touching the muktzah with your hands, you're touching it indirectly. Likewise, you can push it or remove it via another item, and you're not touching it directly. For example, you could remove it with a knife that you're scraping across the table to remove the crumbs. In this situation, the mutter, you'd be allowed to move it, because you need the place over there. This is called, in fact, moving it indirectly, and since you need the place over there, it is permissible to do this, and we've already learned this, and we'll learn it again over there as well, in Shin Yud Aleph Sivches. And there's a lot of crumbs and a lot of waste over there on the table, and you don't want to leave the table like that, it's disgusting to you, then you even have the right, you can even remove it with your hands, because in this situation it has the halachic status, this is like a chamber pot, this is something that's disgusting for you, and you don't have to have disgusting things around you, you're allowed to actually remove them with your hands. And this is also mashma from the Gemara, Ayin Sham. The issue footnote number 120 brings down that the Chazon Ish, Lechora, disagrees with this Tiltul Min HaTzad concept over here. He says, Ikar HaTiltul, Hu Tiltul HaMuktzah, because you're really moving the Muktzah. That's your whole purpose over here. And he says, that's not Domel LeTiltul Kli Im Evan. And that's not the same thing as moving a utensil that also happens to have a rock on it. Because there, Shasham Ikar HaTiltul, Nasib Kli, there you're doing the major function over here for the Kli, the Loba Evan, and not for the rock itself. However, the Chazon Ish paskins halacha l'maisa shemutu l'hasir psolus me'ashulchan ayidei matlis. You would be allowed to go and remove the leftover waste from the table via some sort of a matlis, a towel or something. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, his nephew, writes shemeduma she'amar haChazon Ish haminag hu kidivrei haTaz, because he paskins over here ultimately like the Taz, and he adds he's mosif shekei nagu b'beis haChazon Ish. And in fact, that's what they did in the house of the Chazon Ish itself. The issue foot number 121 brings down Sha'av kishi yochol ligror es ha'graf shori ayidei sakin. Even though you could remove the graf shori without touching with your hands, in tzarech lasos kein, you're not mechuyev to do so. Rashoy l'tiltul lo biyodav, you are allowed to remove it directly with your hands, even if you could remove it indirectly. This is mashma from the Bir Halacha that we'll learn in Mir Tzashem and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Ches, and he brings down as well from the Tilo L'David, and there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe writes, Kosov sheyesh l'tiltul lo b'sakim lo biyodav, it would be preferable to go and remove it over here with the sakin rather than with your hand. I remember my father, Oliver Shalom, would always clear off the table, not with his hands, but he would use a flat knife, and he would always clear all the crumbs off the table in that fashion. The Mechaber then continues and he writes, V'im yesh pas al ha-shulchan, if you have bread still on the table, mutu la-hagbiya ha-tavla, then you certainly can go pick up this tavla, the board or the tablecloth, ula-tautula im-ha-klipim, she'enam b'aycho behema, and remove it with the bones that are still on the table that aren't b'aycho behema, that are muktza, she'en b'telem agav ha-pas, because the pas is the ikar over here, and therefore when you're removing this board over here with the bread on it, all the other stuff that's muktza comes along with it and is subordinate to it, and you're allowed to move it because of the bread. If you need the place where the table is, you want to eat another meal on it. If you need it, then you would even be allowed to remove things that are pure muktzah over here and lift them up and take them off the table because you need the table's place. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Tezayin writes, the Efshar Shafilu Lechatchila Mutu Laniach Pas Kedei Lagbia Tavla Im Kosher Leil Niyor. You could even Lechatchila go put a piece of bread on it to now make it, so to say, be a basos or davar amutu, davar aser, and therefore you'd be allowed to move it. Although he brings down, look in the Magen Avraham, the Prima God, and we'll have a further discussion about this. He brings down in Dirshu Foot number 122, if you have solis munachas agabit salachas, you have waste on a plate of some sort, or on top of a paper or one-time usage type of tablecloth. So Nissen Karlu Shlita brings down, if you can't go and push them off in their place, you could go, you can pick the whole thing up and bring it to the garbage, and shake out the crumbs and the psolus over there. Oh, if it's a one-time usage type of a tablecloth, you can throw the whole thing into the garbage over there. Siv Choches, the Mechaber writes, Chavile Eitzim Vekash, if you have branches over here of wood or of straw, and the purpose of these branches, you prepared them, Sheskinon L'maycho Behema, they're going to be animal fodder. Afilu Hem Gidolim Harbi, even if they're very large, Mutu L'Tautlan, they don't have the status of Muktzah. Again, you are allowed to feed your own animals, animals that you're obligated to feed on Shabbos because they're your own animals, you are allowed to feed them, and therefore their food is not considered Muktzah. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Zayin, Hainu Sheim Rakim, we're talking here about soft wood, soft branches, the Chazul Ma'achal Behema, that are edible for animals. Sifkat and Kuf Yud Ches, you have to prepare them beforehand. Hainu Shizminam, you designated them. Avo below Asmona, but if you didn't designate these branches, Afilu Him Chavilos Kitanos, even if they're small little branches that are edible for these animals, also Latalpal, then you're not allowed to move them. The reasoning is, V'taima, the stomach of the Lasaka, because normally the major usage of little branches or even larger branches was for burning, for firewood. Lukach, Afshachozul, Maichal Behem, also, and even though they may be edible for an animal, since the major purpose is usually for firewood, they're Muktzah. He then brings down for the Morgan of Ram, Kosin of Morgan of Ram, Kashalotto, our straw nowadays, Stoma Ome Lushriva, it's either used for bedding, for lying down on, or Lamaichal Behemo, or for animal. They didn't use it at all for firewood. He says, "Aina the Tosefta Shabbos, the Zetoli b'Minhag Mamakomos." So this is a subjective din. It depends what people are doing it. It's not an objective din that across the board it's always mutter, always aser. It depends about the usage. And if in a place where this is used for animal fodder, then it's perfectly non-muktza. And if it's a place where it's only used for firewood, then it would be muktza. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Lufizeh b'Makomush Chavile Tevin Stomim Omdin LeBinyan L'Chasos Hagagos." If you're going to use the straw over here, or the bundles of grain that they're used normally for covering binyan purposes, construction purposes, or to cover up the roof, then they are muktza. Hey muktza, v'tzarech hazmona, and they would have to be designated for animal fodder, assuming that they are animal fodder beforehand, because their major use is for a muktza purpose. Siv Chav Tes, the Mechaber writes, Kol shu roi l'mayachul chaya v'ov hametzuyim. If you have an item that is edible and is used to feed animals or birds that are prevalent, metaltan osam, then they have the status of not being muktza, even if you don't have that animal yourself. Then metaltan osam, you're allowed to move them. Then eino roi el l'mayachul chaya v'ov she'eina mitzuyim. But if they're only edible for certain types of animals that aren't very prevalent in that area, certain animals or birds that are only, let's say, owned by rich people, if you happen to have that animal yourself in your house, so you have a certain type of rare animal or bird that does eat that type of a food, even though most people don't have it, then you would be allowed to go and move that maichel, that food. It's not considered muktzah because you have such an animal. But if you don't have such an animal, then just because somebody else rarely might have such an animal, then it doesn't have the status of being animal fodder in that situation, and it's muktzah. Usher. The Rama adds over here, Hago, Ulfize Mutta Latalta Latsomos, Shinisparkum in Abosor, May Erev Shabbos, Imruim Lechlovim. You are allowed to go and take the bones that were stripped of their meat even before Shabbos, Imruim Lechlovim, since they're edible for dogs, the Hawk Clovim Mitsuyim, because dogs are always around. He brings it down from the Beis Yosef, as opposed to the opinion of the Ram that disagrees with this. Although in the Vir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Beis Yosef, the Lo Karan, so the Chofetz Chaim brings down that this is according to the understanding of the Ran that's brought down in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah. Gam Horan Modibazeh. They hold that the Ran would even agree over here with the opinion of the Beis Yosef. And this is also the opinion of the Maimer Mordechai. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuf Yud Tes. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Eitzel Rov Bnei Adam, when we're talking about that the animals aren't prevalent, it's talking about by most people. Uma Dashir Megadlin Oso Hamin Bevoteim. Some rich people might have this rare type of an animal in their house that's not considered prevalent. Lo Nechshav Motzui. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuf Chav, and explaining the Ramah, he writes, Rotzel Omar, the Ramah is trying to tell us over here, Lefi Mashin is Bar Kishahu Roy Lechayev Ofa Mitzuyim, that which we said, you're allowed to move something if it's for prevalent animals. Av She'ein Lo Me Osu Hamin Mutu Latalto. You don't necessarily have to own that animal yourself. There are dogs all around. You don't have to have a dog in order for this not to be Muktza. Gam Bazeh Mutu Latalto, and therefore you could move it. As opposed to the animals that aren't prevalent, if you have something that's only edible for them, then you don't have the right to move it unless you have that animal yourself. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Chaf Aleph writes that when the bones were stripped of their meat on Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to still be removed on Shabbos. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, V'kol shekein in this parku b'Shabbos, and certainly if they were removed on Shabbos, Dohaya omeid b'chnisa Shabbos l'chilas adam, because the meat was on the bones during Shabbos, so it's certainly not muktza. The bevadei mutal talta, and certainly you can move it there. However, Dirshu footnote number 124 does point out that we learned in Siv Katan Kuf Yud that there are those that would suggest Yoter Mistaver Lahatir Kishis Barku Watsomos Beabos of the Erev Shabbos. It makes a little more sense to say that it should be Mutter only because they were already considered bones on Erev Shabbos, because you wouldn't give this to your animals if it had meat on it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Vim Ein Klavim Mitsuyim Ba'osamokum. If you don't have dogs prevalent in your place, Gam Ba'ofenze Osulatalta. Then you don't have the right to move things that are edible for dogs if there are no dogs around. Dirshu footnote number 125 has a discussion how close do we consider the dogs to have to be in order for there to be considered dogs that are prevalent, ayin in this footnote. Sif Lamed, the Mechaber writes, Garine Tamarim, if you have the pits over here of dates, so b'malkum shemachilim osam lebehema, if they're normally given to an animal, they're edible to be eaten by animals, so the mutter l'tatla, then you'd be allowed to go, if you've eaten this fruit on Shabbos, to go and give the pit to an animal, it's not muktza, and you could move it. Adam Choshev, however, a very important Choshev, a person, Tzorech Lahachmir Al Atzmo Shelo L'Talton. He shouldn't do this with his hands. El Adel Shinoi. He should make some sort of a Shinoi, spit it out, do something in a way that will not be direct metaltal of this pits of the dates over here directly with his hands. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Kuchot Beis. Avo Mokom She'en Derech Lachilim Behema. However, if it's a place where nobody eats this pit, also Lataltalim, then everybody would agree you're not allowed to move him at all. Avo Gav Dechozul Behema. Even though theoretically they are edible for an animal, but those animals aren't around over here, so therefore you can't do this. Dirshu footnote number 126 brings down the Garinim Vatsamos Hanin Soin Bepit. What do you do with the pits and the bones that you have in your mouth? So Shulchan Aruch Harav says you should spit them out of your mouth, but you shouldn't take them with your hand out of your mouth. This is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal Nigris Moshe, and this was also the way the Chazon Ish would be Noheg. However, if they did have still something edible on them, there's no problem in touching them, and there also is no problem over here of Borer. Likewise, he brings down from Rav Yashu Zatzal that if they shells over here were salty, so then a person would still suck on them, so then they're not considered muksa as well. What happens if you're holding the pit or the peel as you finish eating it? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, you can take that pit or shell or klipa in your hand and throw it away any place you want, because it was only nasa muksa achar shabol yado. When you originally held it, you're eating the fruit. Now you have just left over the waste product over here, so you're allowed to take it and throw it in the garbage. However, he does add that the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch would seem to suggest that that's not allowed. And this is also the opinion of Nissan Karlich Shlita, Maisa Sha also Laholichas Agar Liashba. You shouldn't go and take it. Kisha ain't bazehetim ishum graf shari, unless of course it's disgusting and then you'd be allowed to. However, he brings down from the Liashba Zatzal, Shemi Ikra din mutr Laholichas Apsoles Liashba. You're holding the thing in your hand, you're all allowed to take it to the garbage and throw it away. However, Elisha Machm Lazarka, take him, yeah, but if you do it right away, that would even be better. Tovol of Bracha. At the end of the footnote, he brings down that children use the seeds over here, the pits, as a toy. So if they're just designated in their mind on Erev Shabbos to use this as a toy, that's not good enough, because as we pointed out, the designation of a child has no halachic significance. However, if they actually played with it on Erev Shabbos, then it's not muktzah. Their action does have halachic significance. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Chav Gimel, where the Mechaber said that a chosh of a person should be machmer on himself. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reasoning is, Hatam, Mishum Diyesh Mekom Moshe Ein Machilin Osam Afilu Behema, because there are some places that don't feed these pits at all, and therefore they would be muktzah. Vegam, and here too, the Lochozul Behema, Rak Ayde Adchak. Even then, they're not really that edible. It's only edible Ayde Adchak under pressing circumstances. Therefore, he tells us that the Mechaber said, Akin Odom Choshev Tzorch Lahamir. A Choshev, a person that everybody looks up to, should be Machmer in this situation. And he should do it Derech Shinoi. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuchav Dalit, what should that mean? Kikon Luzorkim Bolshono, he should spit it out using his tongue, let's say, or Lataltalon, like a pas, or to have it all be able to be moved because it's on bread, and the bread is permissible to be moved, so you can move the non permissible thing with the bread. Sif Lamed Amet, the Mechaber writes, Basar chai, you have raw meat. Afilu tofel, sheinu maluach klal, even if it's totally not salted. Nevertheless, mutar l'talto, it's not mukta and you can move it. The reasoning is, mishum dechazi li'umsa, because there are some people that will eat raw meat. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Kuchav, hey, hainu, sheyesh bnei adam, shadaitim yofa, the kotsin basar chai. There are people that are not very fastidious and they'll eat the meat, raw meat, they'll chew raw meat. She'ein isa b'achilos mishum dam. Aye, what about the fact that there's blood in there? That's not a problem, because this is already achar shehudach kisha'ochlo kishuchai. It's been rinsed off. And therefore, kemo shekos v'yoredeya simin samach zayin. We don't have time to go into the details of when you need to salt or when you don't need to salt meat, but technically, the blood that's inside the meat is not osir. It's only when you start cooking it that it moves in and out that it becomes osir. So as long as there's no blood on the surface of the meat, you rinsed it off. So technically, you would be allowed to eat raw meat even if it hasn't been salted and there's blood inside. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Vinei Mogin Avram Mevar, the Mogin Avram is more machri. He says, the dafko b'min harach. This is only for very soft type of meat that people would sometimes eat it raw. For example, kigon yona, dove meat, ubar avza, duck, aval basar behema, but meat from an animal, eno chazi lakos, nobody eats that raw, for also latatl, and therefore it's muktzah. However, aval bataz posik dafilu b'psar behema tofil, mutal latatl. The taz paskins that even raw, unsalted animal meat is permissible. I in Shom look in the Taz, and this is also v'chein al Yerabba maskim ladino ka Taz al Yerabba pasul like the Taz. Dafilu b'sar behem mutal tatlo, that even raw animal meat you can move. And he brings down from the Vilna Gaon of the Agra holy gam kin al Mogen Avraham. He also disagrees with the Mogen Avraham. Mishum darminan de kol boser roy lechob umtsa, because you could eat technically any meat raw. I in Shom. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, avshir reisi b'harbi achronim she'atiku divrei ha'magen avram medina. Even though many people bring down the magen avram that you can't have raw animal meat, only the raw soft meat of a dove or of a duck, b'machom atrak, under pressing circumstances, yeshus mochal makim, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion. The issue footnote number 127, however, brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal, that nowadays nobody eats raw meat, and this din, Tzarech Ian, Ech Efshel Lohokel Otalto Kayom Basachai, whether this din applies nowadays. The footnote brings down other opinions that disagree and say, if the Gemara says it's okay, and one can read this footnote for further details. That concludes today's share.